Time once again to cross to the Books and Opera House to find out what's occurring and say, hello, Jenny.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm very excited because it's our big session festival about to start tomorrow, and it runs all the way through to Monday, so very excited for that. If you're stuck for something to do, come on down, because there's plenty of things to get involved in, including a big beer festival all weekend with music sessions taking place.
Works for me.
Absolutely.
Definitely works for me.
Yeah.
It's had a lot of coverage. We've talked about it a fair bit, and in fact, it has been talked about at a national level, as we were discussing off the air.
That's right. It was on BBC Radio 2, if I can say that.
No, you can't.
Oh, sorry. But I just did.
But I'll let you off. Okay. Yeah, we have covered it before. There's loads of different stuff. And as you say, there's a beer festival as well. So what's not to like?
Yeah, absolutely. There's loads of stuff. Like, you can even have a go yourself, because there's a workshop where you can bring your own instrument, or there's instruments there, apparently. So lots of things to get involved in. Have a look on the website or call the box office to find out more.
I may or may not be performing over the bank holiday weekend, by the way. Yes, dragging possibly percussioning with the samba band, possibly.
Are you doing the folk train?
I'm possibly playing with the High Peak Samba on bank holiday Monday.
Very nice.
You know me and my innate sense of rhythm.
And all your skills that
absolutely
reveal to us.
Yes.
Actor extraordinaire.
Anyway, let's go back to the script, Jenny. What else have you got?
Well, we have the legendary guitarist and singer-songwriter Robert Cray returning to the UK from the USA. So this is a fantastic opportunity, and a rare opportunity at that, to witness this genre-defining artist again test his talent and fuse it all together with dazzling voice, amazing guitar skills. And he's considered one of the greatest guitarists of his generation, isn't he? And also he's got a fantastic, soulful, beautiful voice as well, which has made him a dominant force in the blues world for over 40 years. So he's a 5-time Grammy winner, and he's performed with everyone from Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, John Lee Hooker. So if you like your blues music, I imagine this is a gig that you don't want to miss.
As you say, that in that genre, he is possibly the next step down from God, you know. They don't become much better, and he's coming to Buxton. What's the date, Jenny?
So the date is Monday the 8th of May at 7:30, and it's the Buxton Opera House for that gig.
Fantastic. And finally...
Finally, we've got Space Rockers. Hawkwind are back.
No.
In the Opera House. Yes, very looking forward to this. Very much looking forward to it. Formed in 1969, former busker Dave Brock struck up the band originally. And they, of course, played Glastonbury Festival, the first ever Glastonbury Festival, and they're widely acknowledged with creating this space rock genre of music. After the success of the single Silver Machine in 1972, the band went on to tour with the mind-blowing Space Ritual, which set the precedent, for all of the future Hawkwind shows, which contain a barrage of light, sound, dance, theatricals, and it's become the hallmark, really, of their colourful stage show. So if you want to experience this psychedelic merge of all the arts, then come and check this out.
Hawkwind. Oh, my days.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first started playing records for money with my mobile disco, you had to... Have you got any rock? It. And you used to play Hawkwind, Silver Machine, all the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's a four-filler, really, is it? Dad dancing.
Absolutely. Well, no, it was sort of just
psychedelic
head nodding stuff. It's real.
Yeah.
So what's the date on that, Jenny?
So that one is Tuesday the 23rd of May at 7:30. And we've got Buxton bass Mr. Dibbs on vocal and bass. So if you like your music, this is a cracking gig, isn't it, to come and behold.
Fantastic. Yeah. And as it's not even May yet, we can give are we allowed to say that we're getting ready for the panto?
Yes,
we are.
Oh, yes, we are, should I say, yes. That is happening tomorrow. They're coming up to do some publicity shots and interviews, talk about their careers to date and their roles in the pantomime. This year stars Jessica Ravel, and of course the fantastic dame that's been with us for the last 2 years, James Holmes, is back as well.
Clive from Miranda. And of course, if you've got young ones, they'll know Jessica because she's all over kids' telly.
Oh, no, they won't.
Oh, yes, they won't. See what he did there. Jenny, once again, managing to sneak in
more than a trio to tempt us with.